Attention, please. Attention, please. Don't dare to talk. Don't dare to sneeze. Don't doze or daydream. Stay awake. Your health, your very life's at stake. Ho ho, you say they can't mean me. Ha ha, we answer. Wait and see. Oh my god. Did any of you ever meet a child called Goldie Pinklesweet, who on her 7th birthday went to stay with Granny down in Kent? At lunchtime on the 2nd day of dearest Goldie's little stay, Granny announced, "I'm going down to do some shopping in the town." Do you know why Granny didn't tell the child to come along as well? She's going to the nearest inn. Goes quickly to the medicine shelf. And there, her little greedy eyes see pills of every shape and size. Such fascinating colors, too. Some greens, some pink, some brown, some blue. All right, she says, let's try the brown. She takes one pill and gulps it down. Yum, yum, she cries. Hooray, what fun! They're chocolate coated, everyone! Oh, she gobbles 5. She gobbles 10. Oh, she stops her gobbling, only 1. The last pill's gone. There are no more. Slowly she rises from the floor. She stops. She hiccups. Dear, oh dear. She starts to feel a trifle queer. You see, how could young Goldie know? For nobody had told her so. The grandmama, her old relation, suffered from frightful constipation. This meant that every night she'd give herself a powerful laxative. And all the medicines that she bought were naturally of sort. Fuck. Oh god, oh my god, oh my god, fuck. Oh, the pink and red and blue and green were all extremely strong and mean, but far more fierce and meaner still was Granny's little chocolate pill. Its blast effect was quite uncanny. It used to shake up even Granny. In point of fact, she did not dare to use them more than twice a year. So can you wonder, little Goldie began to feel a wee bit moldy? Oh my god, the fuck? Why am I doing this? Inside her tummy, something stirred. A funny gurgling sound was heard. And then, oh dear, from deep within, the ghastly rumbling sounds began. They rumbleate and roar and boom. They bounce and echo round the room. The floorboards shake and from the wall, some bits of paints and plaster fall. Explosions, whistles, awful bangs. All were followed by the loudest clangs. A man next door was heard to say, "A thunderstorm is on the way." But on and on the rumbling goes. A window cracks, a lamp blows. Oh my god, fucking fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, young Goldie clutched herself and cried, "Oh, there's something wrong with my inside." This was, we very greatly fear, the understatement of the year. For wouldn't any child feel crummy with loud explosions in her tummy? Oh my fucking god! Fuck, 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 fuck! Granny at 2:30 came in, waving a little from the chin. But even so, she quickly saw the empty bottle on the floor. Oh, fuck! My precious laxative, she cried. I don't feel well, the girl replied. Angrily, Grandma shook her head. I'm really not surprised, she said. Oh, fuck, fuck, fuck me. Why can't you leave my pills alone? With that, she grabbed the telephone. Oh my god. And shouted, listen, send us quick. An ambulance. A child is sick. It's number 50 Fontwell Road. Come fast. I think she might explode. Oh, oh, fuck. We're sure you do not wish to hear about the hospital and where. Oh, they did a lot of horror things. Oh, the stomach pumps and rubber rings. Let's answer what you want to know. Did Goldie live or did she go? The doctors gathered around her bed. There's really not much hope, they said. She's going, going, gone, they cried. Oh, she's had her chips. She's dead, she's died. I'm not so sure, the child replied. And all at once, she opened wide her great blue, great, what the fuck? Her great big bluish eyes and sighed and gave the anxious dogs a wink and said, I'll be okay, I think. So Granny, so Goldie lived, and back she went. At first, Granny's place in Kent. Oh my fucking god! Fuck, 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 fuck! Her father came the second day and fetched her in a Chevrolet. Drove her to their home in Dover. But Goldie's troubles were not over. You see, if someone takes enough of any highly dangerous stuff, one will invariably find some traces of it left behind. Hi, hi, and fuck, 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 fuck. It pains us greatly to relate that Goldie suffered from this fate. She'd taken such a massive fill of this unpleasant kind of pill. It got into her blood and bones. It messed up all her chromosomes. Oh, God. It made her constantly upset. Oh, and she could never really get. Oh my god, the beastly stuff to go away. And so the girl was forced to stay for 7 hours every day within the everlasting gloom of what we call the ladies' room. Why the fuck am I reading this? And after all, the WC is not the gayest place to be. Oh god, where's the... So now, before it is too late, take heed of Goldie's dreadful fate. And seriously, all jokes apart, do promise us across your heart that you will never help yourself to medicine from the medicine shop.